This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, you know the drill. Get up to the website. I want your email address. I want your money. No, I want your email. Well, I want that too, yeah. But I want your email address, right? Or if you don't want to do an email thing because you don't want me to be intrusive, you can always just get a text message, let you know when the show's starting. And I don't even send those out every night. So you want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. It'll keep you up on what's going on the show. And you know, just the happenings around you, if you would. After the first break, we're going to have Brad Dacus is going to join us from the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, you know, I'm going to have him on a more regular basis, like every Tuesday night maybe. What I really want to discuss with him is we're coming into a new school year. What are your parental rights? You grandparents out there, what do you need to impart in your kids? How do we protect your children from some of the garbage they're going to be seeing at school? I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to start a fight. Just there have got to be ways to protect your kids, and you can't just keep screaming at the administration and getting no satisfaction, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't want to call in, but you do want to ask him a question, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I'll do my best to, you know, answer it, to get him to answer. Well, he'll answer the question if I ask it. But at least you'll know what you're up against. You'll know what you have to do when you get to the school and there's a class or curriculum or something going on that you don't want your child to take. And they can't force you. In a lot of areas, they really just can't force you to do it. But you got to open your mouth and you got to fight back. A lot of people don't fight back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had a parent call me about something they have going on in school. And it hasn't even started yet. And she said, yeah, but I just said, you know, finally when I said to her, I said, why didn't you call me about this a few months ago when you knew this was going to happen? Well, I didn't want to bother you with every little thing. I didn't want this. I didn't want that. Look, as trustees, most school trustees in larger districts, they don't know what's going on day to day. They can't be expected to know what's going on day to day. It doesn't work that way. And unless you tell us what's happening, we can't help you. We can't do what's right for you. Trouble Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. You know, there's all kinds of stories I want to try to get done today. But I saw a couple of videos, one in particular. I don't know if some of you caught this, where New York police officers were doing their job like they're supposed to, a group of them. And they were attacked by the locals. Right? I mean, they were not beat up, but they had water thrown on them, buckets of water thrown at them, you know, the bucket and the water in it. And if you don't think that hurts, you get hit in the head with a bucket of water, you don't think that'll cause a problem? And the speculation at this point is the only reason. And the officers, they held themselves and they left. Maybe we need to see more of that. Maybe what they need to start doing, total lack of respect, by the way. Maybe what they need to start doing is when they show up on a call to help somebody, if they get pelted by the locals, leave. Just go. Let the locals handle it themselves. And then after a while, maybe they'll get sick and tired of the police showing up and then leaving or not showing up at all because it's a dangerous area for a couple of cops. And they'll start fighting their own. They'll start pushing back on them. I mean, I'm just guessing here. I'm hoping. One can hope, can't they? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate what you've done. I do appreciate what you've already done for the show. Head up there to the website. Give me your email address to help make the show better. That's really, I can't do all the work here, you know? God bless. Tomorrow, the big showdown, or is it just a big fade? Right? Mueller's going to go to the hearings. It's a farce. It's such a farce that they actually had practice hearings today. Did you hear about that? Was it yesterday or today? Congress got together. A group of them got together. And they had mock hearings to see how it might go, how things might be responded to. What do you think of that? So in other words, they're trying to get ready for it by practicing. Well, if you got questions, ask them. And if you don't know how to respond, maybe you shouldn't be on the committee. What do you think? And they got the, now we're seeing leaks coming out about Comey for once. Thank God it's going the opposite direction. Comey knew he was lying. He knew he was setting up Trump. We'll see if that comes out. And former FBI Director Comey defended the Department of Justice's handling of the Russian investigation under his watch. Do you wonder why? Right? As well as protecting counsel Robert Mueller. He recalled in an interview on Tuesday that he had told his staff that he didn't want to smear innocent people in the probe. Appearing on MSNBC ahead of Mueller's expectations. The testimony on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, Comey insisted that he and everyone at the DOJ should have been fired if they didn't pursue an investigation in Russia's meddling. Well, you really didn't. And I believe that you were fired. I'll go back and check the records. Fred Dakins joins me after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being just part of the conversation. We'll bring Brad on in a few minutes when we actually make the connection. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But most of it is just, I want you to get involved and engage. You know, take a look at what's going on, read the stories. Help drive traffic to the site. You know, and again, I know it sounds like I'm begging every night, but I'm really not. I'm trying to give you guys the idea of what needs to be done. And part of what needs to be done is you've got to support people like me. I mean, pick the people you love being on with, love following from a conservative standpoint, and support them. I mean, it's great. Please. It's great that you listen. We appreciate it. But it costs money to put a show on. And again, if you think that Mike Lindell is paying everybody's bill around here, you're out of your mind. But I'm not the only guy. I'm saying this to you because maybe some of the other guys aren't saying to you. But social media is making it almost impossible to get your message out. And terrestrial radio is great, but you still need money to put it on there anyhow. So you want to donate $5, $10, $15, whatever. Whatever the show is worth to you. If it's worth nothing, then don't donate anything. What can I tell you? But if it's worth something, get involved. Give up a cup of coffee and send it on over. And then head over to the website, sign up for the email, you know, weekly email, or the text messaging, either one. You know, I got to thinking about something when I was looking through some of the papers and so, yes, actually, we still use papers around here, but papers and stories and what have you. And it's really interesting if you think about it. Chuck Schumer, he's been in office for 38 years, right? Pelosi's been in office for 32 years. Come on, you have to take off your shoes and socks and count. Maxine Waters, she's been in the office for how many? 28 years. Joe Biden, 44 years. So they have collectively been around. They know what's happening, right? For almost 150 years. You know what I mean by that. But the bottom line with it is, they've got at least, let me see, 28, 38, 30. So they've all been in there for at least 30 years together. And yet to blame for all of America's problems, the woes of America, are all on Donald Trump, who hasn't been there 3 years. Let that sink in for a minute. And when you think about what's going on with President Obama, when he was in there for the first couple of years, you remember what we were told then? These were all Bush's problems. Bush caused all this. How do you expect him to turn it around in such a short period of time? Well, guess what? Look at the mess, Oblamo, that you left for Trump to clean up. And Schumer and Waters and Pelosi were right there alongside you. And Biden, the guy that wants to run, you know what I love about, you know, this is what I love about Biden running for president. He can't escape Obama. Right? Think about it. The problems, the issues, the things that were going on, he can't escape Obama. He was part of it. He was sitting there nodding his head when it was going on. World Show, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you should be part of the conversation. So back to tomorrow. Some of you are probably going to get up really early to listen to the Mueller. You know what? I really don't. I got to tell you something. I don't know where it's going to go. Sometimes I get a feel for stuff. You can see a pattern, right? And I don't know. What's Mueller got to? What does he got to lose if he comes out and says something that isn't in the initial investigation? Now, the only thing I can think of, and listening to Barr and some of the letters going back and forth, that technically, legally, he is not supposed to report out to the public. Right. The special investigation, you don't report, yeah, you know, every nook and cranny of it out to the government. Now, he's done his 400-page report, so he has given it to the Attorney General, as he's required to do by law. The Attorney General can either let it out there or not let it out there. And the Attorney General decided to let out the 450-page report. He's given Mueller an out, or Mueller. What the heck is his name? Robert Mueller, right? Mueller. Is it Mueller?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. He's given him an out. He decided not to take it. I don't know why. I can only let it run around in my head and try to figure it out. And then he's bringing his attorney on, or one of the guys who worked with him that was an attorney. So I'm telling you guys, I don't know. I mean, I called the budget thing the other day. I was on the phone with another reporter, and I said, look, you know, I don't know what's going to go on with the 9/11 thing, you know, supporting the 9/11 survivors. I said, but I can tell you, it's crazy for them to bring it up before they decide where the budget's going, what they're going to do with the budget. Because if they don't decide what they're going to do with the budget, then they're not going to know what to do as a whole. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what did they do? They made an agreement on the budget, not one that we're all crazy about, but they made an agreement on the budget, and then they brought the 9/11 bill forward. Now, for all of you who said that, first of all, I love the Democrats, you know, going after Rand Paul. He's a hater. He can't stand people. I can't let you. He wants them to suffer. No, that's not it. He was applying some common sense to the bill like he does to every other bill that comes in front of him. What are we giving up for this? Where are we going to get the money for this? How are we going to make this happen properly? There's nothing wrong with that. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. I do, again, we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. All right. So I love how the Dems are saying this is going to be the opportunity for people to learn what's going on by Mueller testifying. What do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to move outside the report? I don't know. I would think he wouldn't want to. Not in his final days of law enforcement. Yeah, I think he wants to fade off to the sunset and relax, don't you? I would. Trump Senior Host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll see the real side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is all set to go before two House committees, but he's not expected to stray away from what he said in his lengthy report on the Russia investigation. When he was asked before, he said this.
The report is my testimony.
The Justice Department is giving him cover, telling him in a letter to stick to the report's contents. They also wrote that he shouldn't discuss redacted material, including information about uncharged third parties and executive privilege. The letter provides Mueller a formal directive he can cite if he gets questions that he doesn't think he should answer. In his only statement after being appointed special counsel, Mueller said he would not go beyond the report if he testified. The Justice Department's letter was in response to his request for guidance about limits on his upcoming testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. This is The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, some of you are in areas where they don't carry the show on the radio. I keep telling you, call the station manager. Ask them why they're not carrying the show. We picked up six stations last year because you guys were calling the local radio show, radio station, and ask them why they weren't carrying the show. Also, so we have the Apple and we have the Android apps up. They are in beta form, but they won't screw up your phone, I promise. So pull them down on your phone, use them, let me know what you think and what needs to be added or taken away or how it could flow. We want you. See, we're all inclusive here. We are truly an inclusive radio show. I want your input. Doesn't mean I do anything with it, but I do want your input. So you guys enjoyed them last week, and I always enjoy having them on, the conversations I've had with them. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
You know, before we really get into this, I want you to tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it's about, and you know, how they can get more information online.
Certainly. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization committed to defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we do it with a network of hundreds of affiliate attorneys, volunteer affiliate attorneys across the United States. And in particular on the West Coast, we actually handle more cases covering these subjects than any other legal organization in the country, bar none. So we're very active, very broad, and we work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues of religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. We're very broad, and we really help hundreds and hundreds every year, all without charge.
And I know you've done a lot of stuff in the education arena all across the country, and I appreciate that very much for you as a trustee. I've had to reach out to you half a dozen times to ask you for some guidance. And so here's one of the things, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is we're coming back into a school, the school cycle again, if you would, especially here in California. A lot of the kids in my district will go back to school the first week of August, and I'm already getting calls from parents who are uncomfortable with some of the curriculum. And they're, you know what I'm talking about too. It's a sex ed curriculum mostly, and they just want to know kind of let's start off generically. What kind of rights do parents have in the education system in opting out of certain classes, certain types of classes? Do they still have religious freedoms? I mean, I'm thoroughly confused, and I work the system.
Yes. Generally speaking, if it's dealing with sex education, if it's a sex education curriculum, parents have a right in several regards. One, they have a right to receive notice of the material, the curriculum that's going to be presented. And this applies to all kinds of, all the curriculum for that matter, but particularly regarding sex education. They also have a right to receive prior notice to any speakers coming in, at least 2 weeks prior notice. You know, recently in the San Jose area, there was a school district up there was bringing in a speaker from Planned Parenthood to talk about sexual health. Well, that's like a wolf speaking on how to keep your lamb safe, in my opinion, because they make their money, their business, 86% of their net profit, separate from the government, comes from the abortion mill industry. Yep. So they were going to come in. They weren't giving parents notice. We sent a demand letter and says, no, you didn't give the prior 2 weeks notice, cease and desist, and they did. But in addition, parents have a right under California law, and most state laws across the country, actually, to opt their children out of any sex ed curriculum that's dealing with, that's categorized as sex education. But here's the rub. The legislature has created this new topic dealing with, if it deals with sexual, same-sex sexual relationships, people changing their gender, different kinds of, LGBTQ kind of issues. That is separated out, generally speaking, and not treated as sex education, and therefore parents cannot just opt their kids out unless they decide to take an alternative route, which is to have their kids stay at home for quote-unquote health reasons.
They would have to make up the class or have to take a test of some kind, wouldn't they?
Generally speaking, but if the child says, they want to take, I'm really not feeling up to this today. I just don't really feel well enough today, up to this today. But here's the problem. A lot of kids, they're so, sensitive to their peers. You even have some teachers that bully and intimidate kids whose families want to opt their children out of sex education, or if they think they're trying to avoid them from hearing this extreme leftist kind of a controversial presentation about same-sex relationships or changing your gender. They're not very tolerant. They're often very bullying and intolerant of parents who have different beliefs and convictions. Really, I'll tell you, Joe, they're very insensitive to the wide diversity of parents and families with a different perspective. They're very close-minded. And I think that kind of bigotry and discrimination and a very narrow-minded perspective is something that we really shouldn't have in California public schools.
No, I get the biggest kick out of it. A lot of the guys on the left, a lot of those teachers or what have you, are very, they're not really much accepting or tolerant of parents. I told you, my school district as a whole, I think it's a great school district, but I was actually in one of the classes. They didn't know who I was on, like, back-to-school night or open house or what have you, where a science teacher actually told parents in the class that they shouldn't pull their kids out of this class, that it would make the kids uncomfortable, the other kids would call them out, and it really was not a good thing for them. And I was thinking to myself, you don't have a right to do that. Let the parents decide whether that's going to be taught at school or taught at home. This is one of those hot buttons for me. We need to get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. We are 47th in the country when it comes to education in California. We shouldn't be. With the money we spend, we should be number one. We're too busy deciding who's what sex, who should be looking at what sex, and what sex they should be thinking about being or something. I don't know. Irritating as heck.
It is very disturbing. Parents need to realize that they're not completely unarmed. They can say they have the legal rights that some of them mentioned. They also have the right to opt their children out of sex education, but also a number of other things can fall into that, like surveys, questionnaires, deal with sex, family life, morality, religion, other things are listed on our standardized opt-out form that we make available for free. And get this, we have customized it for all 50 states. So different states have different ones that we've prepared and customized for their state law. And parents can download this for free, no fee, straight from our website, pacificjustice.org. or abbreviated version they could do is go to is pji.org.
Yeah, and you know what? We've put a link to your website up in several places, but we're going to put a link up to the opt-out form because I think people need to understand you have to push back, you have to protect your kids, and don't worry about what people around you think. Because you know what? In 20 years, when you're dealing with your child because he or she has got issues in other areas, those people won't be around. They're not chartered with raising your kids. You're charged with raising your kids.
Right, and parents have a fundamental right over the education and upbringing of their children, and that's not from me, that's not from some verse I'm quoting. I'm actually quoting case law from the United States Supreme Court, Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce v. Society of Sisters, going back to the 1920s. I mean, this is established case law, and yet so many in public education act as if it doesn't exist, like they have the final say,
right.
like it takes a village. No, that's not what the case law says. It says it takes parents, and the state must respect parents' rights to the education and upbringing and discipline of their children.
Yeah, Brad, the bill that was passed in California, Assembly Bill 329, it's known as the California Healthy Youth Act. Now, if you're not paying attention, if you're just one of those parents that kind of cursory looks at things your kid brings home, California Healthy Youth Act, my God, that sounds great. That's wonderful. I'm so glad they're teaching the kids how to be healthy. It has nothing to do with being healthy. I'm sorry.
Right, right. And,
right?
Yeah, and I will, exactly. And it was passed. I'll just give some brief points. It talks about, for example, teaching children all the way down to the kindergarten level about same-sex relationships and changing your gender, to name a few we can talk about in the second half.
Yeah, on the other side of the break. And you know what? The illustrations in those books make me blush. All right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will still be with us on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across
America. My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and just being involved. Remember, if you want to get if you want to know when the show's coming up and you're one of those people who hates email and you don't want to give your email address out, I get it. I understand. But look, if you really want to know, if you really want to help us grow the show, simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. I send out a notice to let you know that we're starting the show or whatever's coming up or whatever topic we're talking about. And you can decide whether you want to listen and watch or not. So tonight seems to be education night, though, because after Brad Dacus, we're going to have Karen Sigmund on with me. We're going to talk about the state of education, at least in the upper grades and what they're teaching your children. And again, how you can push back and help and get involved and get engaged. This is getting crazy. You do not understand the amount of, I won't even say indoctrination. Let's just not use those words because it turns so many people off. But the amount of influence that a high school teacher and teachers have over your children, 6 to 8 hours a day, and you get, we talked to Kerry Quashin last night about the drug problem in this country. You are spending less than an hour a day with your children. And you have teachers and others that are influencing your children to spend 6, 7, 8 hours a day with them. Which direction do you think they're going to go in? Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Again, Brad, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you.
You know, and being a trustee, I got to tell you something. When we go through the expulsion reports or the discipline reports, because we have to approve every one of them. I don't know if people realize that. It's not like a punishment is just handed down for a child and that's it. The board looks at every one of those expulsion reports, the discipline reports, and at least in my district, we read them and we get involved, and sometimes we suggest a different line of help, if you would, for the child. You know, you see that the parents are engaged or involved, or he comes from a broken home and he's bouncing between two homes, and so you try to get them the help they need as opposed to just punishing them. And you know, that's where we can really get involved. That's where you can make a difference. But we were talking about the Assembly Bill 329, the Healthy Youth Act, or the California Healthy Youth Act. How could anybody be against that? We want to teach our kids how to be healthy, right?
Yeah, except it has nothing to do with health. What it talks about is, changing your gender. This is young children, kindergarten age, being exposed to the concept of individuals who can change their gender. They're told they can be a boy, a girl, both, or neither, end quote. They can also have same-sex relationships, same-sex partners, two mommies, two daddies. This is all a part of the curriculum and what they're pushing in this program. Now, some people come back to you and they'll say, oh, wait a minute, this is just recommended for school districts. They don't have to adopt it. Indirectly, it is, because textbook, those who make the textbooks and the curriculum material for kids, they are going to be looking at this legislation and this mandate. These recommendations. So inevitably, one way or the other, it's going to permeate very likely into most, if not all, public schools in California. And those outside of California need to be very much on guard, because many states copy the material, the curriculum, the textbooks, et cetera, that are utilized and adopted by California school districts.
Yeah, and again, people, you need to understand, don't look at the titles. Look at the curriculum. Go to the school board.
Yes.
Ask the school board members to tell you what's in that curriculum. Because I got to tell you something. Frankly, I know school board members that don't check any of that. They go on staff's recommendations and they run with it. You know, you elected these people to go up there and protect your children. And not that staff doesn't want to protect your children. It's not what I mean. But the trustees should be checking into this. They should be asking the right questions to make sure your kids are safe. And you and I were talking during the break, Brad. You deal with lots of schools. You deal with lots of districts. I keep telling people, you need to make sure you're paying attention to who you elect. You're not electing a dog catcher. You're electing somebody that's going to stand up and for your children, and you need a fight. You need a fighter. I don't care what you think, you need a fighter as a school board member. I mean, in your experience, would you agree with me?
Oh, yes. The problem is most school districts are not parent-friendly. They're union-friendly, union-controlled. Translation, that means LGBTQ-controlled. And that's just a reality. Now, the good news is that if the school district is parent-friendly and they're sensitive to parents and they're doing their job in that regard, there is a number of things that they can actually do to combat this. One, of course, is to they can combine the sex education with the transgender LGBTQ material and make it a comprehensive sex education curriculum, and therefore allow parents to opt their kids out of all of it because it's comprehensive sex education. They put it under one regimen, and that's something a number of school districts have already done and are doing. The Orange County Board of Education has gone that route, and we've been very happy to see that, but a lot of school districts have not, i.e. Santa Ana, and to name, there's just so many that haven't. Something else that the friendly school district can do is they can choose to adopt an alternative set of curriculums for their school district than what has already been approved by the state. We at Pacific Justice Institute, as I speak, are working with a group to actually construct and have approved such a curriculum that is very parent-friendly, parent-respective, and doesn't go off and meets the absolute technical criteria without getting into so much of the grotesque and the material and indoctrination. It is, parents need to realize this is grotesque, sick stuff. And I will just say, you know, one is instructing a child what to do with their fist, and that's all I'm going to say on that. Listen, I'm not going to go more descriptive.
Let me help you with this a little bit. I won't be real descriptive, but here's what I tell people. These illustrations, and I can send them to you, but you have to send me an email. Okay, these illustrations make me blush, and I'm not a squishy guy. And there are pictures of young kids pleasuring themselves. And now they're not real pictures, obviously, okay? They're illustrations, but still so. They're young kids pleasuring themselves, same-sex couples having sex, mom and dad's having sex, and an explanation as to what happens and how that all comes about. This could be what they're talking about in K-6. Is this really what you want your kids taught? Amazing.
Right. And then also, the new healthcare framework, applies to all the way down to the kindergarten level, and that deals with values indoctrination, dealing with LGBTQ, alternative lifestyles, changing your gender, really bringing a lot of unhealthy confusion, doubts. This one girl who heard something like this in her kindergarten, she came home, and after she got out of the bathtub, she looked in the mirror, she saw her, you know, hair was wet and everything, and she started crying and crying. Her mom came and says, "What?" She goes, "Mom, I'm afraid I'm turning into a boy. I mean, because I was told at school in Rockland Academy that it's a charter school in Sacramento area, that I could be a boy. I could be a boy on the inside, a girl on the outside." It just makes these kids confused, having to deal with concepts that they just shouldn't have to deal with and can't deal with at that age.
You know, every time you and I do a show together and a few other people that I have on, I always get and I'm just going to put it blunt. I get emails from the local whacktoids who tell me I shouldn't be on the school district because I talk about this stuff. And they go, "What are you afraid of? If yours is true and real and right, you have nothing to be afraid of. My nut job attitude will shine and people won't reelect me. But if you're wrong, that's the only reason you have to be afraid. That would be it."
Right.
You know,
right.
And you know teaching kids this stuff at such a young age is wrong.
And here's some good news. Parents have a right under the law to review before school even starts, to review any and all of the curriculum materials, including materials like this, dealing with sex education, LGBT. They have a right to know if there's outside speakers coming in, to review that material. And I strongly encourage, you know, parents to do that, so that they can know exactly what their children are exposed to. The hardcore reality, Joe, and I'm not a radical, you know, I was raised in public education all my life. So I don't condemn people who, you know, just because they're not homeschooling.
There's great public education out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's great public school teachers, and some schools are, you know, better than others, obviously. But the reality is things are changing radically and quickly, so that parents need to step back, no matter what public school they have their child in. They need to become aware of this, educated, and make an intelligent decision. Do they want their children to believe this and to think this way, and how's that going to affect them mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for the rest of their lives? The stakes are so high. I expect parents to be much more aggressively looking at alternative options, whether it's private schooling, homeschooling, homeschool consortiums, which I think is going to be something of the future we're going to see popping up at churches and synagogues across the state to provide parents with some kind of a...
Brad, quick, 10 seconds. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Simply go to our website, pji.org. They can sign up to get our resources for free and our legal updates for free. PJI, Pacific Justice Institute.org.
All right. Listen, hold on for a second. I want to talk to you during the break. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Look, Karen Sigmund joins me next hour. We're going to talk about the 25 most influential people on the Internet, according to Time Magazine. I must be ancient because I don't know any of them. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side.